Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, I'm Josh Hellman. Welcome back to another Just Films and That new release review. This time around, I'm going to be reviewing Bleeding Love, starring Ewan and Clara McGregor. This is a little bit different to the other new release reviews we've done, as it's very much on the sort of lower end of the budget indie film type deal. So it's not one you're going to see loads of marketing for, so in the spirit of us celebrating films, getting attention and stuff like that, I wanted to take a look at it, as you know, that's what we're all about over here at Just Films and That. So as with the others, I'll try and keep this as spoiler free as possible, but if you don't want to know anything at all, make sure you give it a listen after you've seen the film. Whilst I've got your attention, if you could give us a little rating and review wherever you're listening to this, it would be massively appreciated anyway. In terms of the plot, the film follows an estranged father and daughter, played by real life father and daughter Ewan and Clara McGregor, as they take a road trip across America with the father trying to reconnect with his daughter following her recently having an overdose. Along the way, the two are sort of, you know, they're forced to confront the issues of their past and their addictions, and the trip very much proves to be less about the road they're on and more about what got them there and their past. So, what did I think? Well, overall, I enjoyed it. Thought it was a lovely little film and I thought there was plenty to like here. I thought it was a really interesting exploration of relationships, addiction and shared trauma, and they achieved this with a sort of, you know, it's a largely well-balanced script and dialogue as they meet some weird and wonderful characters along the way, and those characters really do provide the film with colour, particularly in the first half, but this and then injects the film with some much needed levity through these comic moments. So you get that thematic journey without it ever feeling too heavy, but also it doesn't lose any of the necessary impact as well. So I thought it was really, really well balanced. In terms of performances, I mean, it's all on Ewan and Clara McGregor. There are little people in it through the film, but in terms of the emotional journey, it's all on them. And I thought they were both excellent. Listen, I know Ewan McGregor is pretty much brilliant in whatever he does, but one of the things I do really admire about him is that he seems to take on projects that he wants to do. As I said a few years ago, when we discussed Young Adam with the Blaine brothers, so do check that episode out. But I suppose, you know, it must be pretty sweet to be Obi-Wan Kenobi and then also get to go and do projects that appeal to you at the same time. However, I hadn't seen Clara McGregor in anything before, and I have to say, I thought she was fantastic in this. Probably the standout for me as well. So she brought a real layered performance of both vulnerability and denial when sort of considering what her character's going through is quite complex, and I thought she absolutely nailed it. They've got great chemistry as well between them. Obviously, they're both actors in their own right, so I don't want to focus too much on the fact that they are really father and daughter. However, I can't deny that it did bring an additional meta layer to the film and really elevate some of the more tender moments or strained moments between the two of them. In terms of what I didn't like, there's only really one or two niggly little things. Firstly, the father and daughter don't have names. They're just credited as father and daughter. I'm not really sure what this added to the film, because there are moments where they meet other characters and they might introduce themselves, or other scenarios where you might use each other's names and they don't. And I found that a little bit jarring, so I'm not too sure what that added to the film. Secondly, there's a smidge of unnecessary exposition dumping in some of the dialogue when they throw in lines about how they got there and stuff like that. And this, again, was a little jarring, because I thought for the most part they did a really good job of feeding us that exposition and that story and that journey through the use of flashback, as that shows us certain elements of how they got there and stuff like that, and I thought that was really effective. So I don't know why they didn't just swap that dialogue out for a little bit more showing, not telling, but there we go. Other than that, found that, you know, pace dropped a little bit once or twice. Thought it was a little bit slow in places, but not criminally so, as it's just over the 90-minute mark. Overall, thought it was really well made and excellently performed with some good ideas in there. And I'm certainly interested to see what Clara McGregor and her peers do next, as I know they had a big hand in writing this, producing this, and putting it all together. But as ever, this is the opinion of one guy talking to a microphone about a film. So get out there, give it a watch, and make up your own mind. I'll see you next time. Cheerio.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.